It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you.
What are you doing here?
This is my apartment.
The Visitor is the second film written and directed by Tom McCarthy. The first was The Station Agent. In this film, Richard Jenkins plays a professor of economics named Walter Vail. He's a widower, and he's kind of reached a point in his life where he's a little bit bored, maybe a little depressed, doesn't seem to be acutely in mourning for his wife, but seems to be adrift and subject to a kind of ennui.
Do you have keys?
Of course I have keys. This is my apartment.
That changes in a rather abrupt and unexpected way when he comes down to New York, where he keeps an apartment that he never really goes to, and finds that two people are living there, unbeknownst to him. They're Tariq, a young man from Syria, and his girlfriend, Zainab, who's from Senegal.
I'm sure he's called the police!
Did he call the police?
No.
He did not call the police.
Zainab and Tariq are in this country illegally, and they support themselves by doing various artistic things. She makes jewelry that she sells in flea markets. He plays the drums in jazz clubs, also in subway stations and in Central Park. First, Walter is understandably appalled to find these people living in his apartment. But he kind of gets to like them, and he feels a little bit of compassion for them, and he and Tariq, in particular, strike up a friendship, and Tariq even teaches him to play the drums.
Sir, I know you're a very smart man, but with a drum you have to remember not to think. Thinking just screws it up, okay?
Okay.
Now, the story that the Visitor tells could have been a very sentimental, predictable one about an uptight, square, white guy who meets these two soulful people from the third world and is sort of loosened up and gets in touch with himself through his friendship with them. And it is that story, but the thing is that Tom McCarthy's direction is very subtle and unsentimental, a little bit dry, but in the best way. It just lets the story and the characters kind of take shape and unfold against the backdrop of New York.
Sometimes Tariq would point at the statue and jump up and down like we are arriving in New York for the first time.
And the main thing that makes this movie, I think, really special, in spite of some of its limitations, is the performance of Richard Jenkins. I would also mention the performance of Kiam Abbas, a Palestinian actress who plays Tariq's mother, who shows up later in the film.
I think I know every word.
But it's really Richard Jenkins as Walter who gives a very quiet, understated, restrained performance as a man who's fundamentally decent but repressed, a little out of touch with his own emotions, who changes. He doesn't change in a dramatic, transformational, overdone Hollywood way, but the way that people actually change, by noticing things about himself and by slightly correcting some of his views of other people. And it's really his performance and this character that make The Visitor such a satisfying and interesting movie.
This is just not fair.
I know.
How do you know? You're out there.